Welcome back to Zolak and Bertrand live on Radio Row. Super Bowl 52, game just a couple of days away. We've got two guests in our Big Y world-class market guest chairs.
Two big guests.
Big time guests that were with us a year ago at the Super Bowl. That was good luck. We bring them back this time, Donnie Wahlberg, Jenny McCarthy. How are you guys?
Thank you so much.
We traveled all this way just to be with you guys so we can talk to everyone back in Boston and say, how's it going?
That we're not losers.
Yeah, that's right.
You're in Chicago now, right?
We're
both. I work in New York. We both work in New York. She does her SiriusXM show in New York. I shoot Blue Bloods in New York. We have a place in Plymouth. So we're there in the summertime, and we are raising our kids in St. Charles, Illinois.
So you're the best of both worlds.
But she's a Pats fan now, so don't worry about that.
Well, you guys were good luck last year, so this is why we're doing
it. I think so. Except I have a thing now where even this season, if they start losing, I have to look away every single time.
Well, you're a real fan now.
Major investor.
No, she's totally invested.
Big time fan.
She doesn't leave the room on third downs like I do when the Pats are on D. I'm like, I can't watch this because I know this scrambling quarterback is going to make me crazy. So I walk out of the room.
And nothing gets me more excited when he teaches me or educates me on how, like, Belichick will, you know, have this play that they decided to practice at the last minute or have in their back pocket and then they use it. I'd like to lose my freaking mind when I learn that kind of shit.
Do you have the one glove?
Sorry.
You can swear.
We're not on serious anymore.
I'm sorry.
Is this because Tom Brady hurt his thumb? You're wearing a one glove?
I know. I lost the other one. I feel like Michael Jackson right now.
I
get the cold hand syndrome. You know what I mean? Like, girls get that. So it's been helping, but I look ridiculous. Thank God we're on radio right now.
Donnie, you took out an ad in the paper.
Yeah.
With a message for Mr. Kraft.
And he's the best.
What was your thought and feeling and what kind of spurred that?
You know, I almost did it last year after they won, and I said, anyone can do it after they win, but it's something I've thought about doing for a long time. He's just, you know, everyone talks about Belichick, everyone talks about Brady, and rightfully so. They're the two best to ever do it in their respective positions. But Mr. Kraft, I think, he's really the glue. And not only that, he's just an amazing guy. I mean, he's just the nicest guy. He's so good to the fans. He's one of us. You know, he sat on those steel bleachers at Sullivan Stadium all those years ago. And if you sat on those bleachers in the really cold weather, you still walk funny today. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
You buy a lot of Preparation H. And, you know, he knows what it means to be one of us. And he's always such a class act. And he was that way 30 years ago. He hasn't changed today to this day. And I just, you know, I just thought it was important on behalf of all of us just to say thanks. Win or lose, thanks for everything. I mean, he's turned. When they won the first Super Bowl, I thought about my nephew. It was the strangest thing. After I prayed before Vinatieri's kick, as soon as we won, I thought about my nephew, who was probably 9 at the time. And I thought, he's not going to grow up the way I did. He's going to grow up not with a cloud over his head, not thinking, oh, my God, we're going to blow it. Because every Pats fan was like, we're going to blow this Super Bowl. Well, you know, after they took the touchdown away from, I think it was Tabucky Jones on the fumble against
the Rams. The Willie Holding call.
Yeah, Willie Holding call. We're like, there it is. Yep. There
well,
it is.
If
we
you
got
go
screwed.
Back, that was the third time they were in the Super Bowl. And every time they had been there, and I remember the way this felt. 85, the Bears. You don't belong here, Patriots.
Right.
96 against Favre and Green Bay. No, the Patriots don't really belong
and
here.
And we got
in
so
the
close
Super Bowl.
At the end.
And then it was the same thing in 01. It was, oh, these Patriots found a way to get in. They don't belong in the Super Bowl. Now they own the Super Bowl.
That was it. We didn't belong. And that was what it always felt like. Even my own friends from Boston, when they played the Bears, were giving me crap. They were like, you're an idiot. They're never going to win. They didn't even watch the game. It was like, what are you doing? The Patriots are in the Super Bowl.
That's when we had the Super Bowl
shuffle,
so no one could beat us, so come on.
But it, I mean, it's changed so much from that time where you're just breaking through. How you doing, buddy? Last year, there was the Drive for Five thing. We met on the bus, right?
Yes, we met on the bus.
And this year, the Patriots have their own network here. It's gone.
They got you over there yet?
24 hours, yep.
Is there any value in being a fan or being a team that is kind of aspiring and has one more hurdle to clear? I mean, the Patriots are the NFL. They have been for three out of the last 4 years. Yeah. I mean, you could argue for the last 17. I mean, is there anything you miss about that time when it was still a struggle?
No. I don't miss any of it. I can sadly say, but sort of happily say, I know what Yankees fans feel like now when they used to win all the time. It doesn't get the desire to win doesn't go away. It only heightens. You know what I mean? You only want it more. You don't scream any less when a miraculous play happens, you scream more. You guys
crazy.
Don't get crazy, you know, on the radio any less now because it's maybe our sixth championship
if
happen. We get
no,
so lucky.
It's going to happen again. But right. You never know when it's going to end.
But that's are you guys right. desensitized? All,
no. That's
no,
it. You only
so.
Want it more. And I tell myself every year since the first Super Bowl, I got on my knees and I prayed. I said in my Boston accent, I said, "Dear God, let Adam Vinatieri make this field goal. I swear to God, I will never ask you or your son Jesus for another thing for the rest of my life if you give us this one Super Bowl, please. Sox never have to win, Bruins, Celts, I don't care. Just let him make this field goal." He made it. The rest is house money.
Can't
but
talk to
we
God
still
anymore
want
now.
It.
That's
no,
it.
God
you and God, you guys
no,
are done.
Yeah.
Do you ever get desensitized for New Year's? Like it's the same thing every year.
No, you're right, because I get to make out with the love of my
yeah.
life.
Oh.
But
yes, a lot of PDAs.
I gotta say this. Downstairs at Sirius, not to plug Sirius again,
that's
but
okay.
Kraft came over yeah. and literally left the interview to come grab Donnie. And the moment they just had downstairs was one of the sweetest things ever.
You guys had a moment.
He had a moment. Kraft said, "Thank you so much for that letter. It meant everything to me. I'm going to frame it." And was just so appreciative of it. And I think it was a great way, like Donnie said, to say thank you back from the fans. Since look at what he's doing, 24/7, their own network.
I don't want to get too schmaltzy, but this is, you know, I was at a game, a playoff game, I don't know, 8 years ago or something, and I was standing by Mr. Kraft. He invited me down to the field, and he just started asking about life and kids and, you know, and then the next time I saw him, he brought it up, and he said, and this was probably, I think Mrs. Kraft was still with us at the time, but he just said, you know, he said, always take care of your family. Always put your family first. And that, you know, we're at the game. He could have talked about anything. He didn't talk about new kids or how's your brother Mark or what's going on.
How's
your
hamburgers?
Nothing. Yeah. It was always put your family first. And I was invited to his suite for the AFC Championship game. My wife got sick. She had 104 fever on the morning of the game.
Ooh.
I chartered a plane to fly us into the game and then fly us back home. And she's in bed sick, and I'm going, and she said, "You gotta go without me." So I'm driving to the plane, and I said, "You know what? I can't do it." And I came back home, and she said, "Why didn't you go?" I said, "I can't look Mr. Kraft in the eyes and tell him I left my wife at home with 104 fever." So I laid in bed with her and watched the game.
I was like, "Are you crazy?"
So I couldn't do it. I just love the guy, and I really, you know, he's been such a gentleman to me throughout the 30 years that I've known him, and he just,
can you imagine that? The ultimate sacrifice. He stayed home to lay in bed with Jenny McCarthy. You know, you really are
an absolute
saint, Donnie.
Go see his mother or go back home. What is he gonna do?
Well, I don't care if she had a fever or not.
Aren't you coming home? I haven't seen you in very
good
smarty.
Guy award. Oh, good guy award.
It's
what
like
a
son
today.
Bob.
What it's, a, it is usually prince. About 105 degrees in our bed, I will say.
That was very funny. That was very funny.
How are you liking that radio gig, Jenny?
Oh, my God. It's the best job I've ever had.
Isn't that fun?
Come on.
MTV, that was my very first gig, and I remember they handed me the microphone and said, "We just want you to be you." That was the last time that happened in 25 years of my career since I joined Sirius. Sirius is, I think, the last, I don't want to say the last place, but they don't censor me. It's let me be me for 2 hours with no rules.
I'd
is pretty
that.
Spectacular
you know, Hardy's
considering it's
a
media.
Serious guy on the side.
He does lithium.
Lithium and turbo. Yeah.
Get it.
Yeah, a little bit. It's good stuff.
It's great.
Fun. But, you know, this, what we get to talk about here, and part of it is the fact that we're always talking about the Patriots and they're always in it and it's always compelling stuff. And now that we, you know, people like you, you guys are like fans of the team. We can talk with so many different people about this team. I don't know if it's branched out outside of Boston. There's a lot of Minneapolis people who are rooting for the
Patriots. Absolutely.
But it still does have that feeling of us against the world.
It's true. And my radio show, when I talk about it, the entire country was like against me. They're like, you drank the Kool-Aid. What's wrong with you?
Yep.
And I feel like, you know, obviously they're just jealous.
Yeah,
Jellifus us. Wiggy had another
Jermaine
faux pas.
Wiggins had a little bit of a little
issue on stage at the
Jermaine
rally.
Jermaine Wiggins, though.
Jellifus us.
Oh, yeah, they are Jellifus us. But you know what? The Minnesota fans have been great.
They're great
and
people here.
They know. They know the Eagles fans booed Santa Claus. They know they threw beer bottles at the Vikings.
Batteries
at the buses and harassed all the families. So you know what? They're on the Patriots train, which means, here's the other thing, New York, a lot of them are on the Patriots train.
Really?
A lot of them are on the...
Why?
That's interesting.
The Giants fans,
don't like
they
the
hate the Eagles.
Right.
They hate the Eagles. So, you know, so they're justifying it that we hate the Eagles, and the Patriots always give us Super Bowls. So we'll cheer for the Patriots this one time.
Right, right. Same reason why we had Saints fans rooting for the Patriots last year, because they hate the Falcons.
That's right.
Yeah, it's been a strange week here. Everyone's rooting for the Patriots here. Yeah. Everyone's nice.
It's crazy, isn't it? I thought for sure it was going to get beat up.
Well,
you know what? It's just different. I think we're in a safe place here. I think once you get downtown, what are you guys doing tonight? Going out late?
We're hosting
a party. We have
a party.
Leather and laces, man.
Whoa!
Oh, it's going to be the best party.
Where's that at?
Where is the
That's
dang
a great
party?
Question.
You
want to
pump it up?
You can get in a car. You can get tickets at Leather and Laces.
Just check our Instagram and Twitter.
That's all.
It's at some place.
Are you guys going to make it to the game, or are you going to be heading out of town?
Yeah, no, we're going
to the game, and we're waiting to see if my brother's coming, and we have a car waiting for him at halftime to get him the hell out.
I was going to say, you know, he had a little issue last year.
We all got kids.
And by the way, I sympathize with him based on the latest story that he told everybody about dealing with his kid.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. Well, it's Super Bowl time. I better release another statement about that. Here's the thing. He won't bring the kids this year. We still have a car waiting for him at halftime to get him the hell out the door.
Might have a big sneaker photo shoot he has to go to, or something else more pressing.
You know, I don't care what's if we're up 58-0 at halftime.
Oh,
you gotta go.
You
gotta go.
You guys are so superstitious.
Yeah,
and your brothers.
We're from Boston, man.
Water back home.
That bobblehead that you had last year too. All that crazy stuff, right?
You know how crazy we are. When the Patriots came back and won the AFC Championship, she said, "Don't you feel terrible you weren't there?" And I'm like, "No, for two reasons. A, I got to stay home with you. B, if I was there, they would have lost. They would have lost. I know I would have ruined it. That's Boston. Uh-huh. That's Boston.
And your direct line to God, out of service.
That's right. Out of service.
Yeah.
Use that one up.
Can't use God anymore.
Yeah. It's like one phone call from jail. You used it for the first Super Bowl. That's it. All done.
So why did the burger shop downstairs open yet? Take it forever.
Because Mark left at halftime.
Dragging ass.
Mark left at halftime. Mark was here a few weeks ago to do the inspection, and he left halfway through. So it's a running theme right now.
Yeah. Good.
I like it. Okay. We'll get it open soon. We'll get it open soon.
All right.
Donnie Wahlberg, Jenny McCarthy.
Appreciate it, guys.
Thanks you guys.
You guys are the best, man.
Appreciate it.
Love you guys.
Good to see you.
Thank you.
Both joining us here in the Big Y World Class Market guest chair on Radio Row, Super Bowl 52, the CBS Sports Minute, brought to you by Lisa Sleep, John Feinstein on Kirk Cousins.
Radio Row, the legends of sports, the celebrities, the mall cops.
What are you doing here?
It's Zolak and Bertrand from Mall of America. Thanks to Direct Federal Credit Union. 98.5, the Sports Hub.
Nice.
Oh, boy.
We're doing it.
We're doing it again.
Right. Live from Radio Row.
Here we go.
Hundreds, maybe thousands of people standing around. They can't hear the music.
Oh, you practiced this last night.
But we can, baby.
Yep.
So we
just turn up! Turn up, Jim.
All right, here we go.
As soon as you are able, woman, I am willing to make the break that we are on the brink of. A cup is on the table. Our love is feeling, waiting here for you to come and drink up.
Come on, rip.
So if you're tired of the same old story, oh, turn some pages.
They're all looking at
us.
I'll be here when you are ready.
Do what?
To roll with the changes.
We're going to get to the clap.
Sport
no, class. We come on. Yes, we do. Yes, we do. Do the clap.
Got it. You know what?
I knew it had to happen. Felt the tables turning.
Yeah. Come on, Hardy.
Got me through my darkest hour. I have the thunder clapping. And the tables turning.
That'll work.
Until you fell on me like a sweet sun shower.
Okay,
guys,
sit
down.
We're done.
Come on.
So if you're tired of the same old story, oh, turn some pages.
Yeah. What's up, Jamie?
I'll be here when you are ready
to what?
To roll with the changes.
Yes. All right, we did it.
We're good.
We did ooh, it. We're done. Ooh,
ooh. Excellent.
Get to the ooh, ooh, ooh.
Nailed it this year.
It's a good luck thing. We did it last year. We got to do it again.
Well, this time last year, I didn't have a voice. I couldn't hit the high notes.
Oh.
Remember it was cracking?
You pulled it off, though.
I did.
Yeah, it was.
I thought this year was better.
You're the real hero.
Yeah.
So, all right, maybe we won't get a nail
bite. A lot of people stare.
Maybe we'll get that.
A lot of people stare.
Yep. Yeah, that's all right.
Take a picture. Last longer.
Got a lot of weird looks on that one. A lot of weird looks.
It's all done now. It's all done.
It's all over. All done.
They have you guys up here in the Comcast monitor in the studio. It looked like about 100 people just wrenched their necks to the right there.
Yep. It's good. They did.
It's not... not a proud moment, but it had to be done.
You had your neck wrenched to the right a couple weeks ago.
I'm trying to think. Did it go right or did it go?
It went right.
It went right. Yeah,
you hit from the right. Yeah. Thing's going right.
Yeah.
Boom. Wow. Yeah.
Rolling with those changes still.
Came out of nowhere. Literally.
Literally. Yeah. That son of a bitch came
out of nowhere.
It's a French toast.
Let's go to some phones.
Let's do it.
All right. 617-779-0985. It's hard to get on a day like this, the caller. Hard to get on. Very busy. A lot of guests. Wrapping up the week here. We have got an amazing montage of the week on Radio Row that's coming up for today's takeaways today. So you want to definitely hear that. Let's go to... Whoa, look at this. Screen is all messed up. John in Boston? Is this John?
This is John. Good
Excellent.
Afternoon,
how you doing,
boys?
Bud?
Sup, John?
Well. What's up, man?
Story... life waiting in line behind Donnie Wahlberg, huh? But hey, I typically don't need an introduction, but it's been a while. I'm the guy who goes to Buffalo every year and fights. You remember?
Yes,
oh,
I do.
Oh, yes, we do remember.
Yes.
Well, it's been a while. Good to hear from you. But
you
I'm
going
so
to Buffalo this year. You getting any fights?
Oh, of course I got to Buffalo this year. The 18 rack of Bud Light, the Jameson, the peanut butter and jellies. We were there. Gotten a couple fisticuffs, a little dust up. Nothing really
nice.
Though. But, yeah, I'm juiced for this game. 18 years of greatness. 18 cold beers this Sunday. I'm looking forward to it.
Sir.
But I got 2 points. Hear me out. This game will be sealed late on a James White wheel route. Mark my words. One of the last two drives. And secondly, where's my degenerates out there? Put down your cigarettes and listen to me. I want you to go this weekend and call Geno's in Philly. Pats doesn't take block calls, so you got to call Geno's. And you tell those greasy
Pats class here.
They're going down this Sunday. Keep investing in hair gel. We're going to go in there, down to Minnesota, and take home number 6, baby. Let's go. Pats, baby. Tom Brady, the greatest of all time. Have a good weekend, boys. Love you.
Thank you. John in Boston, ladies and gentlemen.
Come on, fucker, man.
I love that.
Calls like
call Geno's. Don't call Pats because they don't take blocked calls. So great that he knows that. Yeah, no, you can't call Pats. They don't take the blocked calls. Joe in the truck. Hey, Joe.
Hey, how you doing, guys?
Hi.
I had a quick question for you.
Okay.
You know, hypothetically speaking, God forbid this ever happens, but say Tom Brady gets injured, do you think Hoyer could finish the job and bring us a W?
Don't do that to me. Don't get out of here with that crap today. Don't do that to me. Start thinking about Brian Hoyer. No, Brian Hoyer can't win real games. Nope.
What if you're up 10?
Maybe he's got a shot.
Here you go.
Good
question.
Story of
what
Brian.
If you're up 10, something happens end of the first half, and you got to manage two quarters?
I wouldn't feel good about it.
With this coaching staff, these two coordinators in their last game.
Would not feel good about that.
I'd be comfortable with a 10-point lead with him.
Comfortable.
Because you're not going to attack. You know what I'm saying? The game isn't going to turn one-dimensional. I'd be comfortable.
Ooh.
Down 10?
I'd be nervous.
Not comfortable.
I'd be nervous.
Very, not very comfortable.
Tom in Worcester has something on superstitions for this game.
I can't stand it anymore, but I got to ask you guys, because I'll just real quick. I got a shirt, two shirts, in fact, that I've had since 01, and they have barely any thread left. I haven't washed either of these shirts since August preseason, and they kind of walk around the house on their own now. That's my superstition. I want to know what yours is. Go Pats!
Oh, boy.
Well, people are getting fired up. That's what I like about these calls. Yeah, just a little intensity to the week. People start to get anxious, a little superstitious. You going to do anything superstitious on Sunday,
Beetle? I don't think so. I'll tell you what, though. Tom Brady had the same shirt on yesterday that he had on at an availability a year ago, midweek, or later in the week, Super Bowl. Do you think that was planned?
Could be team
for issue. For a guy, how many? No. No, he was wearing like a plaid dress shirt.
That's right.
Yes.
I think that
might I saw it and I thought, is this a superstitious thing?
It might be planned.
Because that guy has an endless supply of fashionable clothes. I mean, he's got probably 200 shirts in his closet.
I saw him get off the plane, and he had a long dress coat on, a three-quarter.
Yeah.
I've seen two different types of Canadian down goose jackets that he's worn since he's been here. So he must have just shown up to his room, and it just must – just the product.
The goods, the product. The
goods.
So he's wearing the same shirt as a year ago? That tells you something.
Talked to a couple of the guys
with
the gear. They said, man, when we got to our hotel rooms, they got the helmets you got. Got the big one, headphones, a couple sweatshirts. They got all that Nike gear that everybody's paying an arm and a leg for. And just doesn't stop coming in, they said. It's just, this is what it's about, man, when you're a young player. Get in this game and get all this stuff. Be carrying back 10 bags.
Let's get a check of the headlines with Hardy. Again, coming up before the end of the show, a recap of the week here on Radio Row. Excited to do that. Zoe tried to thank everybody at the start of the show today. We'll send out some thank yous before the end of the show today as we get ready for Super Bowl 52 here in Minnesota.
Sports Hub Headlines.
It is Super Bowl week. We are on Radio Row where the Patriots and Eagles are getting ready play in Super Bowl 52 Sunday in Minneapolis. Rob Gronkowski cleared through the NFL concussion protocol. What was it like when Tom Brady found out?
I don't even know when he found out. I mean, if he found out before practice or after, but I mean, we knew the whole time that I was going to be good to go. I was progressing really good throughout the week and throughout practice week. So he just knew that I'd be ready, and we've just been practicing like we always do.
There you go. More from Radio Row coming up here. The rest of the Zolak and Bertrand show, Felger Mass coming up after us here on 98.5 The Sports Hub. Celtics agreed to a one-year, $5 million deal with free agent center Greg Monroe. 6'11", averaged 11.3 points and 8 boards in 20 games for the Suns this season. He reached a buyout with Phoenix earlier this week and became a free agent when he cleared waivers. Celtics are home tonight to take on the Hawks. Sean Grandy, Cedric Maxwell at the call. 7:30 tip right here on 98.5 The Sports Hub. Bruins over the Blues 3-1 last night. They'll stay home to take on Toronto tomorrow night. Headlines are brought to you by Doctors Robert Leonard and Matthew Lepresti, the hair doctors of Rob Ninkovich at 1-800-GET-HAIR. I'm Hardy on Boston's home for sports. 98.5 The Sports Hub. More headlines in 30 minutes.
Live from Minneapolis, it's Zoe and Beetle. Thanks to Direct Federal Credit Union. 98.5, The Sports Hub.
It didn't look good with 9 minutes left. The Pats trailed by 10 when they lined up for first and goal. G-O-A-L, goal.
A first and goal to go from the 9.
Rob got bumped and Brandon was cooked, but then Brady said, I can always find Amendola.
Looks down the middle.
D-O-L-A, Dola.
Hit by Amendola.
Danny Amendola.
Dives to the end zone. Touchdown, Patriots.
We got life. Somebody making a play. It's Danny Amendola.
They were down by 3.
Takes the snap.
They needed to score.
The play fakes Dwight.
Go up by 4.
He looks down the middle.
So Tom said please.
He fires and the ball is.
Danny, can you catch one more for me?
Caught in the back of the end zone by Danny.
It's a catch.
Amendola. Touchdown. Patriots.
Amendola.
Bend the ground.
And now the play falls up. Super Bowl in Minnesota.
Danny
Amendola.
Playoff Amendola.
Danny Amendola.
Somebody on his drive.
Amendola
elevates.
Danny Amendola.
1 foot.
What a catch.
2 foot.
Amendola.
Oh my
left
God.
Foot toe tap in the back of the end zone.
Danny Amendola.
Clutch.
One last final play of the Danny Amendola song.
That's it.
Wow.
Might be making an appearance on the Not Done Network coming up here in about another hour and 20 minutes.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
That's good, too.
Because
so
Zoe, you've got the game on Sunday, but in terms of like shows, are you done after this one?
No, I'm not done. No, I'm not done. El Presidente and I will be on the Not Done Network at high 5 o'clock
tonight.
Yep, we'll be on at 5.
Is that when you're on?
No,
no.
When are you on today?
Then I have. What do you want to get?
I'm on 3 to 5 Boston time.
Okay. Then yeah. Wow. Yeah, you will be on less then.
No, not if you're on at 5.
Oh, you're right.
He's off at 5. You're on at 5.
Okay.
Okay. But you're probably talking this time.
I'll be
don't say whatever.
Six,
yeah, whatever.
I'll be
whatever.
I know.
6 o'clock Boston.
Whatever.
Everyone
shuts. 6 o'clock Boston.
Okay. Good.
Okay.
Good.
Right. So I'm
good.
See you.
Good.
This
and
hour
then,
from Radio Row, our final hour this week from Radio Row, is brought to you by New Pro. Don't be rude.
Yeah.
He gave me that look.
Be very rude today.
Me?
Yeah, you've been very rude.
Wow.
People are getting a little edgy.
Yeah.
It's been a long week.
Jim was rude.
Jim is just tired of us.
Yeah, and that's totally fair, because I'd be tired
of us, too. He's done for the weekend after this.
Really? You really believe that? Or no,
I know not.
I know not.
No,
not
no.
Done.
Not done. Got,
not done.
Got the show
done.
Tomorrow.
Not
he'll
done.
Be working the show tomorrow, 1 to 5:30. He'll be the producer on site for pregame and postgame on Sunday. That's 2 3-hour broadcasts on that day.
Jim's been here since 4 a.m.
Right. And he also got here at 4 a.m. today for TNR.
My work's increased. I got to host two breakfasts. I got TV tonight.
Oh, yeah. I'm sure that's so hard to show up and go to breakfast.
It's hard. A lot of people. Got to do a lot of people. Got to shake a lot of hands.
Yeah. Once you come do 2 hours on the camera and take 3 2-minute breaks per hour over there on the
Network. So wouldn't be able to do it.
Can't do it. Got to do breakfast first. Got to eat first meal of the day. It's the most important meal of your day.
All right, quickly, let's get to these calls before we get to our final segment of today's takeaways. Andy and Peabody, go ahead.
Hello, Zalak and Bertrand.
Hello,
Andy.
I think you're looking for David Faherty.
Hello, how are you? Yes, there's going to be a very important small paisan on Sunday, and it's not Bob Sosi. It's Danny Amendola.
Great.
Let's go!
Yep.
All right.
That's it? Okay.
Okay.
I'll tell you what, guys.
Dr. Andy.
We talk more about this game, too. Hogan.
He is a doctor.
Hogan could potentially have a pretty decent day on the outside. I think he's going to get some looks. I think he's healthy as hell from what I heard. He's got his burst back. And I just don't think they're good on the perimeter. I don't. They don't match up like Jacksonville can take you out of a game.
Frank in the car. Quickly, go.
Frankie.
Guys, hey, how you doing? I'm the guy who has said for the last year, Zoe, Bertrand, you guys do a great job talking about sports in the middle of the day.
Oh, no.
Oh, nice.
That's what we try to do here on a midday on a sports station. Right.
Yes, that's what we try to do. And you guys,
that's what we try to do here on a midday on a sports station. Yep.
You guys are the best, man. Hey, one other thing. Here's what I think about to motivate Brady and Belichick. They got to not be afraid to think about 19-0. They got to think about wall to wall. Win this Super Bowl. Win every single game between now and next year. Win two. Win that one. This one and that one. Don't be afraid about 19-0. That's the only challenge left for them.
Yeah. I get confused there.
I am too.
19-0.
I'm also confused.
Win this one. Don't worry about. Win this one. Don't worry about the next one. But then win the next one.
Well, you know how this is how this season started. With this loaded team before Edelman went down.
Why blame Jones for that? With the 19-0 talk.
Yeah, there was a lot of 19-0 talk.
Jones. We didn't touch it.
Oh, we did a little bit. It was hard to ignore. People were talking about it.
So you did touch it.
That's what she said.
Today's takeaways and a montage of our week here on Radio Row that is not to be missed is coming up right after this.
They give.
Give it to me. Give it to me now, damn it.
Tell me I'm wrong. I don't know how you could.
And they give.
We need to break news every day.
And they give.
I love breaking news.
Can't get this kind of analysis just anywhere.
And now, it's time to take.
That's not a hot take.
End of the day.
Hot takes from the day.
Today's takeaways with Zolak and Bertrand on 98.5, The Sports Hub. That's
sweet. Final segment on Radio Row this week for Zolak and Bertrand, and we have a lot of people to thank for this week. I'd like to thank our presenting sponsor, Direct Federal Credit Union, for all that they've done this week. Big Y World Class Market. All of our guests this week on Radio Row sat in the Big Y World Class Market guest chair, and there was a ton of guests, which we'll get to in a moment. our hourly sponsors all week long: Spiegel Scrap Metal, Schultz Law, Rom Diamonds, Stop and Shop, New Pro, all of you making this week happen from Radio Row on 98.5 The Sports Hub. We can't thank all of you enough for your support of the station and the support of this show all week long. Our people here on the ground, obviously Jim Louth, our people back in Boston, T-Bone, Tom Morgan, Kristen Sermon, who was in for much of the week, our people on Radio Row that were here long before we arrived last Saturday, Mark Capello and Rick Radzik, who come down here early and fight for our space and fight like hell all week to get the guests that we get.
They land, just fight.
And land the names that we landed all week long on this show and all of our shows.
Send those Bulldogs in early.
Yeah, they were Bulldogs, man. That's what they do. And then they fight about, you know, stakes.
Right.
They'll get
into
a fight about anything.
No thanks to Dennis Knutson. He's been setting up the booth at the game for like 5 days.
Yeah.
Did you thank Louth?
I did thank Louth. He's the first person I thanked.
Yeah.
Trent Barter, who is helping out this week off and on, our program director, Mike Thomas, who has been with us all week long here.
Yeah, he has.
All week long. It's a little different. It's been great to have Mike with us this entire week. So, Mike Thomas, our thanks to him for helping out. Am I missing anybody?
I'd like to thank Maz for coming by and eating soup during the show.
Excellent.
When we're trying to concentrate and focus in an already hectic environment.
Good job.
Maz decided to avoid the food court tables and come over here and eat his soup in front of us.
It's weird when a man eats soup.
It's
like I don't know, it's milk.
I agree.
It's one thing to figure out, like, hey, it's part of the meal, you want super salad.
And I would say thank you to all of our listeners for listening this entire week, as I know you did. But not only that, this is sort of the end of the football season for us and a lot of the people on this show. Obviously, you and me and Jim, we work the Patriots games as well. So, you know, for us this weekend is the end of the working football season where we tack on an extra day every week. And it always ends on these Fridays, though, where we try to have a little bit of fun all football season long. And we won't be doing this again for another, I don't know, 7 months or so.
Yeah, it's gonna come quick, though. I remember sitting there last year down in Houston doing the same thing, and then bam, next thing you know, here we are, another season's upon us, and it's different.
So here was our week on Radio Row, all wrapped up nice and neat, and it's pretty funny, and this is what happened here this week in Minnesota.
We going for number six, Zoe?
Number six.
Number six!
That's right.
What do you want to do? You want to get some chant started?
Huh?
Got a chant.
You want to get some chants going?
Let's go.
For those of you that are going to Minnesota, we'll see you there.
Forget work today. Just keep cheering, man.
They hate us because they want to be us. They hate us because they ain't us. And they hate us because they jealous of us.
We love you. Patriots out.
We're here, we've arrived, we've made it, and we're going to do the damn thing. Shaughnessy with us. They got pasta on the menu.
Yeah, they got the big cans of the tomato back there to make you look like they're doing it
tomato all. Cans, Dan, right? Tomato cans, Dan, right?
Oh, my God, look at the tomato cans.
Tomato cans. Mike Florio, Pro Football Talk. Was this the worst year ever for the NFL?
I think the NFL has had worse years. It's still the most successful sports league in America, but they need to clear out some of this nonsense.
Patriots offensive coordinator Josh McDaniels.
Boy, so I just want to see you waving a white towel sometime in the fourth quarter with Josie.
It's so cold, dude. You feel it getting hard and frozen.
Whether we're driving to work, or walking in the locker room, or playing paper, rock, scissors.
There's a store called the Beef Jerky Experience in here, and there's a huge banner there that's promoting the Beef Jerky Bowl. So I guess it all comes down to that.
Bill Belichick. Hardy's leaving. Chris Sims.
I'm picking the Patriots, of course, because I think Brady's going to get the ball late in the game. He's going to drive down. You're going to win 28-24. I do think the Eagles. Are somebody booing me?
The head coach of the Boston Celtics, Coach Brad Stevens.
Oh, it's cold out here in Minnesota. I don't know, like, when you guys play out here.
Are you doing your show outside?
No.
Charles Haley.
Thank y'all for having me. This has been the best part of it, is just sitting down with guys shooting the shit about something that we love.
Hell yeah.
Hopefully by tomorrow.
But do you think you'll play, Gronk? Do you think you'll play on Sunday? Do you think you'll play?
Good. Yes.
You think you'll play?
What stinks?
I don't know.
God, that smells bad. It's like something on fire. You know, it's the back and forth. Just bros being bros, man. Beetle, throw it to Hardy.
What? You know what annoys me the most about that, Hardy? Oh, Hardy's not listening. The CEO of KT Tape, it is Greg Benner.
And the nice thing is it's really tactified, yep. Meaning it is sticky.
It's really soft. It looks like it's rigid, yeah. And it looks like it's hard, but it's not. Let's go to the phones. Joe is in Revere.
Joe.
Gotham Chopra is with us.
Do you know Mike Riley at all?
I do.
Oh, you do?
Yeah.
I saw you last week on
the side. Hold on. Stop it, Zoe.
Do you really want to waste 5 minutes on Mike Riley?
Steve Spagnuolo.
Never said the word cheat. My comment was, I remember in Super Bowl 39 that Jim Johnson felt like they had a bead on what we were doing. Not illegal.
Deion Sanders with us.
I'm sorry I hit you late. I
came in.
That was you?
Yeah.
You know who was involved in this story?
Who?
Was it on our sideline?
Yes.
Goldberg.
Jonathan Kraft joins us.
Mark Bertrand used to be my wife Patty's favorite radio personality. And
used
Hardy, I want you to know you're now number two. Huh. You've supplanted Mark.
Why? But I Terry Bradshaw, how are you?
Hey, hold on. There's
We want six. We want six. We want six. We want six.
Excellent work by Tom Morgan putting that together for us.
Nice job.
You know, Charles Haley wasn't the only one that dropped the S-bomb here this week. Jenny McCarthy slipped one in.
She did.
In her interview today.
Yep.
Potty mouth.
Yep.
Potty mouth McCarthy.
Dirtish kid.
Dirty.
The public affection, the PDA with those two.
It's not stop.
Wow.
That's intentional.
It's
intentional. It's a game
it's
now.
It's intense.
It's a game.
Donnie wanted the Good Guy of the Year award for not going to the Super Bowl.
Oh, yeah, and staying home in bed with his wife. Yeah. Oh, what a prince.
Oh, man.
This guy.
Care if she had 104 fever.
All right, let's get to our picks for this game, and this is how we're going to do it. Will the Patriots cover 4.5, the line? Yay or nay? I am saying nay. I would take the Eagles and the points in this game because this is how every Patriots Super Bowl is. It's a heart attack and a field goal win, and maybe a little more, maybe a 4-point win. I really liked hearing that prediction again from Chris Sims. He said 28-24. I love the scores in that ballpark. 28-24, 27-24, something along those lines. 24-21, that's what I would go with in this game. Yeah. I think the Eagles are good. I don't think they're going to outlast the Patriots in this game. The Patriots will win, and they get ring number 6. So I would take the Eagles to cover and Pats to win.
There you go. I just think Nick Foles, I don't think is going to turn the ball over a lot in this game, but I do think he's going to be errant. I think he's going to have some difficult times, some stretches, some three and outs, some difficulties with the RPO. We've talked a lot about RPO. We'll continue this more during the party tomorrow. I got him 33-17. I got him by 16 points.
Okay, big one for the Pats. Hardy?
I got him in a blowout.
Blowout. Okay.
Jimmy Stewart has him 100-0. Chase Stewart.
Zoe and Hardy have the Patriots covering. I'll take the Eagles plus the points, and we can discuss that.
By the way, my definition of blowout is 11 points.
Okay, very good. Felger Mass coming your way next for their final show. Hey, if you're in Minnesota, we'll see you tomorrow at Buffalo Wild Wings. And don't forget, our coverage on Sunday starts at 2:30.